Now, by far the chief transformational principle employed by Mozart is that of deletion, just as we've seen it to be in the deep structure of language. The most obvious use of deletion occurs right at the beginning of the symphony, where my prosy four-bar vamp is reduced to one bar only, not even two bars, but one. Now, what is Mozart telling us through this deletion? Two things. First, that we are not to expect constant duple symmetry throughout this movement, exact repetition, as conventional procedures might lead us to expect. And secondly, and far more important, that the bar in which the melodic material does appear, bar two, is not automatically a strong bar, as the first bar of a melody is usually expected to be, but a weak bar. That is, it functions as an upbeat bar. Upbeat bar. What's an upbeat bar? Well, for instance, you know that little Beethoven piece all the kids have to learn? Für Elise. Well, that's a perfect example of a weak bar used in the sense of an upbeat. You notice how clearly the strong bar is indicated by the entrance of the accompaniment in the bass. But we're not so lucky in the Mozart. There's no bass entrance to guide us, since the accompaniment is already there, has been there since the beginning. So how do we know which is a strong bar and which is a weak bar?